You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and I am back after a hiatus, I guess we're going to call it. I apologize for all the worrying and stuff that have caused so many people, and a lot of this stuff I don't really want to talk about, but I'm back from the hospital after I had a staph infection of the blood and pneumonia. And so I crawled into the hospital several weeks ago thinking I had COVID, and I did not have COVID. I had that. So I don't know which was worse. It was, I will just say this, that it was physically the worst pain I've ever experienced. I'm still really sore, and I can't really walk around very much, very easily. So it's getting better, though. I'm actually injecting my own antibiotics. They taught me how to do injections on myself, and that's kind of cool. So, yeah, I'm a nurse now. Just kidding. I will not be wiping anybody's ass, at least not in a hospital setting. So, anyway, I'm back. It's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks, and I miss you guys. And I think if you've been paying attention to the website, the website's back up and running with a bunch of really crazy, hot, just jaw-dropping stories. So that part's good. And I guess I just want to hit on the website just a little bit, because I've made some changes to the website, some improvements. First and foremost, the Hierarchy Podcast, I finally figured out what the feed problem was. So now you can get all the episodes on iTunes and Spotify. They're all there now instead of just 10. So yeah, that's kind of cool. And I also moved the merchandise store off of Shopify and onto the site. So if you go to shop, I think it's, I forget what the title of the page is in the menu bar, but yeah, you can get Hierarchy gear there and other stuff too if you want. So it's all contained in house now, so we won't have to pay third parties to handle transactions. We can do it all in house, so that's kind of cool. I do apologize for my voice. I'm still kind of, like I said, I'm recovering, so I'm not going to be quite as sexy today. Anyway, so I must say that, and I would just like to say this, I guess, too. I was really incredibly moved and touched by all the well wishes and people that were writing to me and trying to contact me to let me know that they missed me or that they were worried about me. Whenever you're doing something on the internet, it's just kind of like this void that you're in, and you never really know if you're making an impact or if anybody gives a fuck or whatever, you know. But I was really touched by the mountain of, I mean, it took me hours to wade through all the, and try to respond to all the people that wrote to me or whatever. So I do really appreciate all of it, and it touched me a great deal. So Today's topic comes from a conversation I had with an alpha last night. He's an apex alpha, and he is, I honestly wish that you, I would love to get him on the podcast, but he's not going to come on the podcast. But if you heard his voice, oh my gosh, that alone just makes you melt, you know, so. But he and I engaged in an interesting conversation last night that I wanted to talk about. And it concerns how alphas change lives, okay? I know of an alpha who had a service, a repairman, come over to his house, and the alpha greeted the repairman at the door wearing shorts that, and, you know, like a tank top that was too small, okay? And he's a very muscular alpha. And his bulge, the alpha's bulge, was obviously very visible, and the repairman was having trouble concentrating on his work because of this alpha. And and the alpha noticed this, of course, because alphas always have their radar on and scanning everybody all the time for attention, submission, whatever, okay? And so the alpha started really laying it on, you know, like posing around the repairman in a way that, like, his bulge is right near his face, things like that. And when the repairman was getting ready to leave, the alpha stood in the doorway with his arms up in the, you know, at the top of the doorway, kind of stretched his body out across the doorway, just talking to the repairman. And the repairman was clearly nervous, you know, and clearly interested in something. But the alpha let him go and didn't do anything. Okay. And I was talking to this alpha about that, and we were talking about the fact that the alpha should not have let him go. What should the alpha have done? Well, the alpha should have made that repairman submit to him. Even if the alpha didn't want to have sex with him or use him in some way sexually or whatever, he should have probably done something like commanded the repairman to kneel and kiss his feet, or maybe nuzzle his face in the alpha's crotch. He should have made that repairman submit. Why do I say that? Well, this is something that alphas have done since the beginning of time, okay? My first alpha did it to me. I hear stories about this all the time on the website of alphas who basically, I don't want to say force, okay? It's not rape. This is what I'm getting at. It's an acknowledgement. It's forcing the submissive, the faggot or whatever, to admit to itself what it is or accept what it is. And alphas have a power to do that that other men don't have, okay? Like in the case with the repairman, he clearly wanted to submit to this alpha. He was definitely interested, but it didn't know what to do. That's where the alpha comes in and basically forces the faggot's hand, makes it do what it really wants to do. Alphas already know what a faggot is and what a faggot really wants, but faggots are very indecisive. They're very timid. They're very nervous a lot of times. And they don't know what to do, you know, or they don't know how to make the first move or something like that. Alphas, though, are fearless, and they should be fearless, and they have the power to take control of that situation and make it happen, right? So it's up to the alpha to make that happen. And I, you know, when I hear stories about like that alpha letting the repairman go, it kind of bothers me because that was just a moment there that was crying out for the alpha to take control and force that faggot to submit to him, even if it was just a show and nothing more. That faggot left that place. I guarantee you that faggot left there and hasn't stopped thinking about that alpha since and what could have been, okay? But it didn't get to experience the fullness of what was possible or what it's supposed to do. It needs an alpha to teach it to do that. And that's one thing that alphas do in our world, okay? They bring out the best in people, or they expose weaknesses in people. And they, and in particular with faggots, like I said, faggots are very scared, timid kind of creatures, and an alpha brings that out by basically saying, I know what you are, I want you to submit to me, okay? Or get down on your knees and do whatever, okay? Or anything, you know. Grab the faggot by the throat and put it up against the wall and say, tell me what you want or whatever. You know, I'm not an alpha, so I don't know what an alpha would say, but necessarily I know what alphas have said to me. my first alpha, you know, he grabbed me and he said, I know you want it, and he pushed me down, and that was the end of it, right? If he hadn't done that, I might have gone on for a couple of years, still lost in a fog, you know? And it would have been a more confusing time. Because he unlocked that for me, because he did that, he unlocked that part of me and helped me to understand it and appreciate it. And so for that, I'm eternally grateful to him for that. It's a gift that alphas give to faggots. I'm sure there's people that are going to be like, oh my God, he's talking about rape again. I'm not talking about rape. I'm talking about an alpha gifting a faggot with knowledge about itself. Because alphas know already, you know. They know what you are. They know what we are. So when they unlock that, it's a gift. It may not feel like a gift in the moment, okay? Like, you might be embarrassed, you might be afraid, or whatever. But in the end, you learn what you are, and you come to go, okay, this is what I am. And then from there, you got the knowledge to move forward and to explore in a meaningful way. And that's what alphas do, you know. That's one thing that alphas can do, you know. And I've seen this in real life, obviously, and I've seen it in FinDom, and you know, with the right alpha. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of jokers out there and guys who are like, you know, sledgehammers in a, you know, in a house of glass. I mean, it's, but like skilled, thoughtful alphas who are focused and accept what they are as, you know, an alpha male, and they see a faggot that's confused. That alpha can unlock that for that faggot. Okay, even if the alpha doesn't want the faggot to serve him, he can unlock that for someone else, you know. And I just think it's part of that power that I keep talking about in this podcast that alphas have. And they can use that for good, and they can make a difference, you know, in people's lives, in faggots' lives particularly, and make them a better tool to serve men, you know. So I really, this podcast is kind of directed toward alphas. You know, I really hope that you think about what I'm saying and think about how you affect your surroundings and how you affect the people around you and how you can use your dominance and your fearlessness and your wisdom to force people to submit to you so that they can be who they're supposed to be, you know? So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm grateful to my first alpha for doing that. I'm grateful for other alphas who have, when I've acted up or whatever, like where they have forced me to submit and realign my thinking, you know? And so, I just think alphas should really take that seriously, and I think that they should truly make it a part of who they are, you know, because, I mean, first of all, if, you know, you force a faggot into submission, well, like, you might get a blowjob out of it then if you want, or you can fuck them if you want. But the other part of it is, you're making that faggot finally admit what it is and what it's supposed to be, you know. So that's a gift, you know. If not to you, then to other men, you know. Or to the hierarchy in general, I guess. So that's my kind of thought for today. I had a really good conversation with that alpha, and I will probably never forget it. And I know he's listening, and I thank you, sir, for that conversation. Well, my voice is going to probably give out before too long, but I really am glad to be back on the podcast again, and I'm glad for all the support. I'm shocked at the number of people that keep coming to me saying, when's the next podcast? So thanks for all the pressure, guys. But no, I really appreciate it. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. To my listeners in the United States, please vote. And if you have any brains, you're going to vote for Biden. Please don't do a third party. Please don't vote for Kanye, okay? this administration has to be removed. So do the right thing, okay? Anyway, I guess I'll get going, all right? But I love you very much, and thank you for everything. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Bye.